Hello.
Hello. Hey, Indy. How are you? This is David.
Oh, was I just talking to you? Were you Natalie?
No, I'm not. Actually, that was the guy who is having words with you on chat, right? And he just informed me that you are the one who is on the chat, so this is why I called you.
Yes. So I was. I tried to call you, and I tried to call Sam Jones. I also left a message on Teamwork, and I'm not receiving any contact.
Yeah, actually, we got your message on Teamwork at 10 o'clock, and it's just around like 1.5 or to get your message. And we're just basically looking into it. And as you mentioned, that the pricing, which the services which we gave you, that all should be in the Canadian that was just discussed initially. But as per my memory, on every single payment, we had a discussion on that this amount would be for CAD or USD. And as per our agreed conversation, then we can go for the charges. And as per my memory, on every single charge, you will get the invoice in the USD. Like if you can check your every single invoice, so you can see it clearly mentions that this amount is for like USD. As you mentioned, the invoice's number, can you please pull that up?
Yes, so in regards to that, when you were charging me for the first time, when I assigned the project with, I believe, Edward, or Lucas or Edward or someone like that, your senior consultant, he agreed, and I told him in the beginning, and I have the emails there, that everything should be converted into Canadian currency because obviously the exchange rate is different. So when you give me a price that's 700, say for example USD, then if it's converted into Canadian currency, it would be less in USD. So when I look back at my bank statements, I see it in USD. So you would have to initially convert it because the first payment that I ever made to Orbit Design was done that way. So I already have an invoice shown and my bank statement shown that you had converted the USD amount to reflect Canadian. So all these prices, when you write them $700, $375, you know, anything, you're not putting United States, you're not putting USD beside it. So the invoices do not reflect that it's in United States currency. When on my bank statements, there it shows that it's I'm being charged a conversion rate. So on top, there's a difference. It's not $700 for me. It's like $870. It's not $1,000. It turns out to be like $2,000 depending on the rate. So I've just listed the differences. If you were to actually calculate yourself from your end before charging me on my account.
And is there any way, as you mentioned in the email that you just sent everything in the writing, is there any way, can you please send me the statement of the invoices?
For the initial project? When I first assigned, because that was when it was discussed, so I believe I do have the conversation in chat with him from September 2021, and I mentioned that everything needs to be in Canadian, and he said yes, and then he sent me the entire list of things that are included, including your policy.
I do have a conversation with you, which we have on chat regarding the social media package. And as per our conversation, you clearly mentioned that the amount which you're telling me that should be in US, that should be in CAD. So this is why you mentioned, as per my memory, I give you the pricing for like $500, but you come up with the $500 for me into converted into the CAD. So that should goes for me to like $600-something. So you can just go for 400 USD.
That one.
That should
be that one
was in
already,
CAD, right?
Yes,
so
that package was already converted by you. It was that's not mentioned in my email. The three packages, the three things I was charged for that you didn't do that are mentioned. The other I want
Progressive
like,
Web App is already updated.
Pardon me?
Progressive Web App, like BWA, is already upgraded on your website.
No, it's not. I checked with my team, and they let me know that I have another team. I was out on
B. Let me tell you. It is already updated before, like, a couple of days ago, but after a couple of days, we checked out your website, and the plugin which we installed to get that activated, it's deactivated from your end. So I do have a conversation with my developers about that you deactivate the plugin at the back end of your website. But however, the things is completely working fine for your website.
No, it's not. So that's exactly why I need a refund, because I was discussing this with Sam Jones, I believe, on around May 30th when I had first proposed that I need a refund on these services. So the date was May 30th on that, and or May 24th, I believe, that weekend. And so when I saw that, what it is, and I wasn't interested in having it, he told me that the work has already been done, and
Yeah, it is. It
you
is.
have. I'm still speaking on this. So he's like, oh, the work has already been done. But that you need to understand from a client perspective. Say I've even paid you and you're even working on anything. Your policy clearly states 100% money back guaranteed. And how can I know? There is nothing that is transparent in showing me that the work has been done. When I look at the plugin, first of all, I saw this. I came back from leave and my team let me know what's going on. And I look at the back-end plugin. It's a Dask plug instantifier or something plugin. It's not even a PWA made from scratch that I
And
paid
if
$2,000 for. $2,000 for a $29 plugin, and it's deactivated even. When I brought this up last week, that I'm having issues on Google, that the AMP site is not loading, that the web app is not working, or that it's distorting the images and things like that. You guys didn't resolve the issue. You just turned the plugin off. And the
No,
plugin is
it's
a
not. It's
plugin.
not.
Yes, it is. You just mentioned it's inactive. You just turned it off 2 weeks ago instead of resolving the issue that I'm bringing up, that the AMP website is not properly, installed. The plugin that you installed is not even proper with the theme that I have. That's why it's not working. So you didn't look into that. The plugin is $29, and you charged me $2,000 Canadian. How is that acceptable?
As you mentioned, that the plugin is for like $29. This is not just a plugin, which will basically gonna get that thing done, the whole complete PWA working on your website. There are some functionalities which we added up, but due to the deactivation of that, your PWA is not working on your website.
So who is going to tell me this?
Yeah, because I got the notification from my developer that the plugin which we installed, it's deactivated, but the work which we have done, if you can just give me like 5 minutes and stay with me over the phone, I'll have them to activate it out again so you can see
No,
this.
I don't want it activated again. This is a larger issue now in concerns to my account being charged these amounts for services I no longer want. It's not about a simple turn on the plugin, turn off the plugin. And again, I
It's
just
not like
mentioned to you
that.
that
You feel that
you just
just the
bought.
plugin is basically working like this, but it's not like that. This is it's the whole process.
Yes, but I don't want the whole process. That's what I'm telling you.
We
Like,
already
even when
did
I
the
mentioned it
work.
in May. But what if I don't, if I don't, if you have a policy that says 100% satisfaction guaranteed, 100% money back guaranteed in writing,
It means
how can
that
you
you
say
have.
we've already done the work?
It means that the website is already completed for you, but at the end of the day, you feel like, yeah, I don't need this website no longer, so you can just ask us for the refund on that. This is what you're saying?
No, listen, the work that you've done, I'm not asking you for the money back for that. As you see, I have not asked you for the initial package, which I purchased for $900. That was the website package I purchased. I also paid $700 for hosting. I'm not asking you for any money back on that. These are additional packages later on I bought with your company that I don't want. And some are even baseless charges, like we discussed with Chase, the SEO marketing I was charged baselessly. That needs to be refunded. The social media package I did not want to do with your team. That needs to be refunded. The progressive web app I brought up to you in May, and it was just completely like twisted into, oh, we'll offer you all these things. But how can I trust your team when I just don't want these services anymore now? So it's
And
not about we've done the work. Even at that
remember.
time, if you guys had just issued the refund, the work was not already done. The website was not launched, right? And that's what I told your
But
manager as
we
well.
discussed
So it
that. We
doesn't
discussed
matter
that at
if,
that
but
moment.
it
We
doesn't.
discussed at that moment that we will give you the complimentary SEO for the 12 months just because of the
Yes, and I don't
PWA
want
is
it.
completed. Just because of the PWA is completed. This is the discussion which we had, which you had with Sam
No,
Jones.
no, because you, no, 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 because I asked for a refund. That was not the discussion just because the PWA is completed. That does not concern your client. The question was that the social media package is not something I need. That's $420. The SEO marketing I was overcharged for, that's $325. So that's already about $800, correct? And then you're charging me for a PWA, which I'm no longer interested in before the website was even launched and completed. So if the customer doesn't want it, they don't want it. So all
Okay,
these three
let's
things,
zoom in this way.
after discussion, he said that I will include a 12-month SEO package in this, right? So
in
I thought
PWA,
I was getting a good deal.
In the PWA, right?
Yes, including the PWA and the 12-month SEO.
Yeah.
But I'm not happy with my services that I want to go ahead with that. And I don't want, I can't trust that the SEO is done like that. It's up to me. If I don't want to buy something and I don't want it, I don't want it. If I purchase these things and I don't want them anymore, I don't want them anymore. You have a refund policy.
Yeah, we have it. So as you mentioned that you don't want the SEO from our side, but as per our email, you give us some work, which we have done for you for your SEO things. As you mentioned,
no,
that
I haven't.
Your existing people do the SEO, just put down their links down onto the Google just because of they are doing the work on SEO. This is something which my SEO people will do for you.
I cannot believe that you can just say that they have done. I haven't provided any information to you. The questionnaire you sent me two, three weeks ago, I did not complete because I was thinking about this.
Okay, so
I did not. I have not sent you any information.
Mm-hmm.
So it's baseless to say that you've been doing anything. When I look at the website, there's nothing. There's no SEO. There's nothing done like that. There are the same issues that remain, and it's not something. I'm just not happy with the service I'm receiving, and I'm not happy with the packages that I purchased, thinking that I would get good service, and I didn't. So I just want a refund. It's as simple as that.
I'm happy with
the website, with the design. I'm happy with the hosting. I didn't ask for that back because you guys did the work. It's there. It's live on the server. Everything's good. But these are additional packages that I do not need, and I just want a refund on them. That's it.
Okay. So let's do it this way. As you know, Sam is the manager. Actually, he's not available. Can we just schedule the call at 5 o'clock today so we can just resolve every single thing?
But it's not about being resolved now. It's just I want you to go issue the refund. I just want you to take down my account details.
But he is the one who is the manager who is taking care of all this, so I'll have him over the phone at 5 o'clock PST, and we'll discuss everything for you. Okay?
Okay, so in the next hour, you'll be calling me.
Sure. Not in the next hour. I'm saying 5 p.m. PST.
No, that's too late. I need this. This is an urgent matter. 8 p.m. EST for me is not a good time. And if I'm asking for a refund, it needs to be resolved. So that's not a good time for me. I'm busy.
I'm saying 5 p.m. PST because he is not in at this moment.
But I'm not available, and I've been messaging him since the morning, and I've actually brought this up since May. So you need to get a hold of him because this is. I don't want to have to go on to further authorities for this. This is a big issue. It's about over $3,000 in question. It's a very urgent matter. Instead of telling your client a time they're not available, you can't, that just doesn't work.
So what is
the
best time?
Because this isn't just the first time.
After an hour.
The best time is within an hour.
Okay.
Because I've already sent you an email since 12 EST this morning, and I had to call you again. I had to talk. I had to use your website chat to get a call. I called you, I called Sam, I messaged him. I left a message on Teamwork at 12 p.m. EST, no response. And this is a very critical matter. Do you know how big of, what's at risk for you? Like, this is not a threat. It's literally about somebody's finances. If I have a team of people working for me and financial advisors and other people that can guide me towards this, why would you risk your reputation? It's over $3,000 Canadian.
Okay, so we'll call you.
So I really need
1.5 hour because he cannot be in the next hour. So it should be 1.5 hour, and we'll have him over the phone and meet with me over the phone as well, and we'll take care of it.
I just need a secure way to provide my billing info. That's all that needs to be taken care of at this point. So you can let him know what we discussed. I just need my billing info to be given. My account details, so I can give you, because it was taken from two different credit cards. So that's the thing. Like, you guys were very quick with taking this money, and now you're not being as quick to give it back, right? So I need to give you my credit card account details for both of my cards, because these purchases were made on different ones, and I want it to be in a proper way because they're credit cards, and it can't just be random amounts that you issue back. So I need to give you each amount which credit card.
Sure. And everything we will be discussing after 1.5 hour, once Sam is on call with us, and we'll take care of everything for you, whatever the decision.
Okay, please let me know. Please let him know everything we discussed, and I don't want to repeat myself, so I just want to be able to provide my details now.
Sure. Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.